In the vast majority of circumstances, whenever you have been able to secure a training visa, usually for 6 months, sometimes for a maximum of 12 months, depending on the nature of the training that you're due to receive, it is almost impossible to swap from a training visa through to an employment visa, because the issue of the training visa was done on the basis that you would acquire the training and then you would leave. So it's natural in many instances where you have undergone that period of training, you've inculcated yourself into the working fabric of your team there, and clearly your manager at the end of the training doesn't want to lose you, recognises your talent, wants you to remain in Hong Kong to work full time, and so you make an application for an employment visa. Now, two challenges associated with that. The first, as stated, is that as part of your training visa application, there is an undertaking that you will leave Hong Kong at the end of the period of training. And the second challenge is that to actually convert to an employment visa, you have to pass the employment visa provability test, which is you need to show you possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong. And normally, this requires, at a very minimum, for you to be a university graduate with 2 years post-graduation working experience, and in a supervisor and a managerial capacity. And normally, if you're in a training visa situation, by implication, you're not managing anybody or supervising anybody. Quite the contrary, you're on the receiving end of such management and such supervision. So when you do make that application to adjust your status from training visa to employment visa, in your circumstances, it's quite normal to expect that you will be refused in that application. So now the question is begged as to how can you continue to remain in Hong Kong so that you can do the things that you're doing. Now, fortunately, because of the introduction of British nationals to the list of qualifying nationals under the Working Holiday Scheme as of December 2013, you can apply for a working holiday visa, which will give you a 12-month limit of stay, and you'll be able to work for any single employer for 12 months. So the fact that you've had a prior employment visa refused and the fact that you've previously held a training visa should not, in normal circumstances, preclude you from accessing the working holiday visa on the basis that you do qualify for the working holiday visa in your own right, which is that you're under 30 years of age, you've got about 20,000 Hong Kong dollars in your bank account, and you've got the necessary medical insurance to cover your staying as a working holiday visa holder in Hong Kong, and that there's still a quota available to you. That is, that a lot of other British nationals haven't got ahead of you and stolen your opportunity to acquire one of those visas because of the number that are issued each year. So have no fear that you can't get a working holiday visa so long as there's quota available and you can meet the conditions. And then once you've got your working holiday visa, you can certainly rejoin your working team, and away you go. So that will then take you 12 months down the road, and then the issue is, well, how do you then get from a working holiday visa through to an employment visa again? And will, in all the circumstances, the time that you spent in Hong Kong as a training visa holder and the 12 months that had as a working holiday visa holder, will all of that again qualify you ostensibly for the minimum 2 years post-graduation working experience in managerial or supervisory capacity? That's a question that can really only be answered at the time that you make your next application, depending on effectively what's gone on in all the time that you're holding the working holiday visa, and frankly whether or not, you know, even 1 year hence, you'll be able to argue to the Immigration Department that that your skills can't be found locally, because it may well be that the work that you do, there could clearly be a ready pool of local employees, potential local employees, new graduates from university, or others that have the necessary skills in the industry that you're working in. Immigration Department might not be persuaded in any event that, given the nature of the work that you do, that work can't be uptaken by somebody from within the local workforce. So that's always a risk, and it's not something that I can give you any concrete advice upon at this stage in the game. All that I can suggest is that once your working holiday visa expires, go back to the immigration department with a new application for an employment visa and argue your case stridently and forthrightly and see what they make of it. As another option, given that you do seem to have the ability to go off, in this instance, to Dubai, to what I assume is a group company, to work there, if all else fails, you could secure employment in Dubai and go spend maybe a year or two in Dubai working for that group company, building up your knowledge, building up your experience, ensure that that experience is gained in managing and supervising others. And then at the end of that period, you make an application again to transfer back to Hong Kong from that Dubai group company on an intercompany transferee basis. And 9 times out of 10, if it is a straightforward intercompany transferee application for an employment visa where you clearly now have the necessary post-graduation working experience and that given the nature of the work that you've been doing for the group company in Dubai, it's clear that a local person can't be expected to uptake that work, then you stand an improved chance of approval next time around on the basis that you have been an intercompany transferee. So all of this sounds really quite sort of long and convoluted and complex, but strategically you do have a pathway to, you know, your ultimate end game, which is to be working full-time lawfully for your proposed employer in Hong Kong, doing the work that you clearly love to do. You've still got a few sort of months ahead of you and a few applications ahead of you before you you'll get the security and comfort of knowing that finally the Immigration Department deem you professional for the purpose of the general employment policy, and you've created the circumstances where you can definitively argue that the work that you're going to be doing in Hong Kong can't be taken up by somebody locally. Okay, I hope you found that useful.